up on this Elvis stuff? Julia, do you really think he could be alive?
Oh, sure. He's probably on a houseboat in Brazil with Judge Crater and Lotka, the Russian space dog.
Well, who's Judge Crater?
Just someone who disappeared.
What Russian space dog?
The one they sent up that never came down.
You're kidding me! That's terrible. I never heard about that. When did that happen?
Oh, Charlene, I don't know. It was years ago. It was probably before you were born.
I don't care, Mary Jo. You can criticize me all you want, but in your heart, you know they should be arrested.
Who should be arrested?
All guys in this country who have long hair driving around in dirty old cars.
And why not? Why, it's getting to where you can't even drive into a shopping center parking lot without seeing somebody who looks like they're waiting to make a drug deal. And I'll tell you something, if they would just arrest all the men in ponytails, that would be a start.
What are you looking so sad for?
Nothing. I'm just thinking about this Russian space dog floating around there.
Charlie, and there is no dog floating around in space. I told you it's 25 or 30 years ago.
Well, those are human years, Julie. You don't know about dog years. It might be different in outer space.
You know, just once, I'd like to come in here in the morning and hear a conversation that doesn't sound like Rod Serling had a hand in it. Where is Anthony?
He went to pick up Bernice. She has a surprise for us.
Oh, Lord. I hope she's not going to ask me to style that wig of hers again. Oh, what do you care? It only takes you 5 minutes.
I know, Mary Jo, but I do not enjoy doing Bernice's wig. I'm a beauty queen, not a beauty operator. And I don't care if she is Mother's friend. I have better things to do than to sit around backcombing some stray little piece of dye nail for a senior citizen hop.
PMS. Don't get too close.
Here it is again.
One of the world's most respected newspapers, and this time with a picture.
What is it?
An article about Southerners eating dirt. That's what. For some reason, every few years, the Times feels compelled to run a story about how people still practice dirt eating in the South.
Dirt eating?
That's right. Have you ever heard of anything so absurd?
Well, I've never heard of anybody eating dirt, much less Southerners.
Of course. It's preposterous, so why print it?
Well, that's what you get, Julia, for subscribing to a New York newspaper. You should just mind your own business.
Suzanne, I like to balance my news by reading 2 or 3 newspapers. Unlike some people, I like to know what's going on in the world.
Well, now you know. People are eating dirt. And they're doing it right here in your own backyard.
You know what galls me is that you can find somebody doing something stupid anywhere. But it's hardly fair to assess it as a cultural trend for an entire region.
You know, if the Atlanta Constitution printed an article like this saying that dirt eating was on the upswing in New York, why, they would be the laughing stock of the South. No one would believe that New Yorkers eat dirt.
That's right, but if the Times says Southerners do it, then it must be true.
You betcha. And there's a picture right here of Buford and Eula May having a little after-dinner clod just to prove it.
Who are Buford and Eula May?
They're just names I use to make a point, Charlene.
Oh, good. Because I was going to say, you know, Buford, Eula May, Judge Crater, Lotka, the Russian space dog. You know, how come I don't know any of these people?
You know, I really don't believe that it's the people in New York's fault, though. It's the paper that makes a big deal out of this.
You know, Julia, I think you ought to go after that paper.
I think you're right. Maybe I will just call them up.
Oh, Julia, get serious. What good does calling them up do? You're always calling people up. It never changes anything.
Must be a number here on the masthead.
You're just gonna make a big fool out of yourself. They'll think you're some old loony, drunken debutante left over from the Civil War.
Says here we eat it for the vitamins.
Don't you all know they just insult us because they're jealous?
Jealous for what reason?
Because in their heart they know our women are better looking than theirs.
Suzanne, that's ridiculous.
Hello? May I have the features department, please? Jackson Weeks.
We're no better looking than women anywhere else.
Well, I didn't say you all. I just, you know, said Southern women in general.
Yes, may I speak with Jackson Weeks, please? Oh, well then, please ask him to call Julia Sugarbaker in Atlanta. My number is 404-555-6787. Thank you. He's gonna call me back.
Right.
And then they'll probably put in a big retraction and invite you to write a weekly column about your heritage.
You know, Suzanne, you saying that we're better looking than northern women is just as ignorant as them saying we eat dirt.
That's right. Anyway, how are we different?
Well, we just are, that's all. Take beauty pageants. I mean, everybody knows you can be Miss Maine or Miss Vermont and still be a dog as long as you can play a musical instrument or something. But you will never see a homely Miss Mississippi. No, you won't. Just right now, run through all the Miss Mississippis in your head and see if you can name an ugly one. See? You can't. And I'll tell you why. Because the Miss Mississippi people know that a dog belongs in a pound and not in a pageant. And that's just the way it is, and I don't care if the girl gets up there and plays Moonlight Sonata on the harp with her teeth.
Suzanne, this is the most outrageous thing I have ever heard you say.
Happens to be true. I don't know why y'all argue with her when her hormones are raging. I say, we just take her out to the woods and tie her up.
Hello, everybody.
Bernice, you're here.
Yes, sometimes. Well, how are you, sweet things?
Oh, we're all just fine, except Suzanne. She has PMS.
Oh, dear, that's too bad. You know, I have just the thing for that.
What?
A hysterectomy. I'm sorry. That's just a little retirement home humor.
Bernice, what are in those boxes?
Oh, that's part of the surprise. Actually, I have two surprises. Now, brace yourselves. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Number one, I'm getting married. And number three, you're all going to be my little flower girls.
Bernice, I just can't believe you're getting married. Now you sit down here and you tell us when all this happened.
I'm sorry, I just don't remember.
Bernice, you told me in the truck it was last weekend.
That's right. Thank you, Anthony. You know, I don't know what I'd do without him.
Bernice, who is he?
Well, I don't know. I thought he worked for you.
Not Anthony. Who are you marrying?
He's somebody famous.
Somebody famous? Are you sure?
Yes.
I'll give you another hint. Not only is he someone famous who is on this tape, but some people think that he's dead.
You marrying Elvis Presley?
No, it's not Elvis Presley, but that's a good guess. Bernice, let's give him a break, huh? How about I just play the tape for him?
Okay, Anthony, good idea. Let her roll.
Hello, Atlanta. Everett and I are here today at Vandover Auto Sales because Everett is buying a new car, something he does only every 7 years or so. And Everett always buys at Vandover because he is crazy about the 24,000-mile warranty, even though he mostly just drives it to the Dairy Queen and home again. Just come on in and say, give me Ev's deal.
Which one's yours?
Ev.
Oh, the one that doesn't talk?
That's right. Isn't he cute?
Oh, yes. Very attractive.
Well, y'all, you know, Everett Anders is a celebrity. Now, he and Bert Newkirk are on TV doing their ad at least once a night. Oh, Bernice, what's he like? You know, I mean, in private.
Well, just like he seems.
Doesn't talk.
Not much. That's why they call him Dead Ev.
Well, I guess I'll go out and unload the truck. Bernice, do you want me to bring those Garmin bags in?
Oh, yes, please, Anthony. Thank you. You know, I hope you all don't mind, but I took the liberty of going ahead and buying your costumes for the wedding, so you'll have time to have them fitted.
Costumes?
Yes, your little flower girl dresses. It's not going to be a big wedding, just a few friends.
Bernice, you know we love you, and Mother loves you. And as your good friend, she would want us to look out for you, and I'm just not sure this idea is completely baked. It doesn't sound like you've known Ev very long.
Oh, no, it's completely baked. It was fate. You know, I have these little spells, and fortunately, one night, he was in the game room when I couldn't remember who I was. So I went right up to him and I asked him out, something I never would do in my right mind. But he accepted, and we took one of those retirement villa hay rides, and that's when he proposed.
So now, you've only had one date?
Yes, but it was a long one. Anyway, I can't afford to wait. After all, Everett is a movie star. You know, a lot of people think that these retirement communities are just a bunch of old people sitting around and drooling on themselves. Well, let me tell you, they're wrong. You have to be tough. You have to be lean. You have to be competitive.
Oh, well, you know, maybe they just had this incredible chemistry.
Oh, we do. Ev isn't very interested in sex, and neither am I. Because, quite frankly, I think some things get old after a while. Especially if you've been the one on the bottom for the last 40 years, telling the person on top how great they are.
Now, Julia, do you want this hem higher or a little lower?
Well, Mrs. Caldwell, I don't think it matters all that much at this point. Why don't you just put it wherever you like? I mean, let's not kid ourselves. We've pretty well dispensed here with anything resembling pride of personal appearance.
Wonder what's keeping Bernice.
Well, I've ordered the flowers. I guess I can scratch that off.
I just cannot believe that we are actually going to wear these dresses. I mean, I know in my mind that it's true because we have them on and we're having them altered, but I still just cannot believe it.
I can't believe the wedding's this Saturday. I don't even have a gift yet.
Well, I can't believe you all agreed to do any of this, and especially to having the wedding here.
Well, now, Suzanne, what would you want us to do? We're Bernice's whole life. She lives for us. And she's always sending us little presents and health tips and entering us in contests. Now, I mean, how could we not do it?
Where do you get that this is our deal? You're going to be here, too, and you're going to be wearing that dress.
Oh, no, I'm not. I have a medical excuse. I have PMS. And by this Saturday, that train will be pulling into my station.
Suzanne, I hate to disappoint you, but as your sister, I can tell you, the only train that's going to be pulling into your station on Saturday is the train of big fools, and you're going to be on it with the rest of us.
Well, why can't I just lie here like this with it draped over me?
Because that would be stupid.
Well, I'm sorry, Julia. I'm not laughing. It's just that, if you don't mind me saying so, you do look a little bit like Snow White.
No, that's all right, Anthony. I don't mind your saying so, as long as you don't mind my saying you look like a pimp.
I don't mind.
Anthony, are you going to be carrying one of those little velvet pillows?
I don't know, Charlene. Bernice said I'm not just the ring bearer, but I'm the usher, too. So I guess I'm going to be wearing two hats.
That's good. That outfit could use two hats.
Hi, you all. I'm sorry I'm late. Oh, Ev, could you look at my girls? Don't they look just beautiful?
Very nice.
Everybody, this is Ev. Ev, I want you to meet my darling girls that I'm so proud of. Now, that's Julia and Mary Jo and Charlene. Aren't they cute?
Very nice.
And this is Suzanne. Isn't she cute?
Hello.
Very nice.
Suzanne has premenstrual syndrome, and that's my adopted son, Anthony.
Oh, what?
Can I get you a soft drink or anything, Ev?
No, thanks.
Now, you can just sit right over there, hon, while I run upstairs and change my dress. Oh, here, read the paper, and I'll be down in a minute. Isn't he a doll?
Very nice.
Bernice, you're gonna look so gorgeous.
Oh, thank you, Charlene. Ev, you're not looking, are you?
Nope.
What are you reading?
An article that says that we eat dirt. The dangest thing I ever read.
That one kind of rubbed us the wrong way, too, Ev.
Boy, he must be mad. He never talks that much.
I'll get it. Maybe it's the caterer.
Be sure that we get lots of cereal. Ev loves cereal.
Charlene, is this the list?
Uh-huh. Hello? Yes, this is Julia Sugarbaker.
It's Jackson Week's office.
Hello? Oh, you're the secretary. Well, actually, I was calling regarding an article he wrote about Southerners eating dirt, but if Mr. Weeks is too busy to return my call... Yes, you can give him a message. You do take shorthand, don't you? Good. We take it in the South, too. Anyway, just tell him that I've been a Southerner all my life. And I can vouch for the fact that we do eat a lot of things down here. And we've certainly all had our share of grits. And I'm sure that there are no self-respecting Southerners anywhere who haven't consumed at least several tons of their mama's homemade biscuits and gravy. And I myself have probably eaten enough fried chicken to feed a third world country, not to mention barbecue, cornbread, watermelon, fried pies, okra, and yes, if I were being perfectly candid, I would have to admit we have also eaten our share of crow. And for all I know, during the darkest, leanest years of the Civil War, some of us may have had a Yankee or two for breakfast. But speaking for myself and hundreds of thousands of my Southern ancestors who have evolved through the many decades of poverty, strife, and turmoil, I would like for Mr. Weeks to know that we have surely eaten many things in the past. And we will surely eat many things in the future, but God, as my witness, we have never, I repeat, never eaten dirt.
Oh, this wedding's going to be such fun. But I'm not real sure about that menu. Well, I guess I'd better get upstairs and get out of this dress.
Oh, Bernice, would you like some help?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm not real crazy about you seeing my body. Thanks.
Was that the fella that wrote this article?
No, Al. The fellow that wrote that was either too rude or busy to call back. That was his secretary.
Well, he ought to be smacked. It's the dangdest thing I ever read.
I think I'm going to like Ev.
You were on the right idea there. You just talked too long.
I beg your pardon?
You got to keep your message short and sweet.
Ha! Julia, that'll be the day.
Suzanne, I can be succinct when the occasion arises.
This I'd like to see.
Thank you, Ev. I'm going to take that under advisement.
So, Ev, you excited about your big day?
What big day?
You know, getting married.
Getting married? To who?
Bernice.
Aren't you and Bernice getting married?
Not that I know of.
Well, Ev, that's why we're wearing these dresses. Didn't Bernice tell you?
No. I just thought your business had some sort of theme.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You and Bernice are not getting married?
No, sir.
Then what are you doing here?
Well, I don't rightly know. She just asked me to drive her over.
Oh, I knew it. It's always something goofy like this whenever Bernice is involved, and I just don't need this nonsense right now. I mean, I'm not a well woman.
Why would she do this?
Well, I don't like to be unkind, but I think Bernice is a little long on drywall and a little short on studs.
Well, Anthony, I'm sorry you have to drive me home. I can't imagine why Ev couldn't wait.
Bernice, are you sure there isn't something you want to tell us?
I don't think so.
Think hard, Bernice.
Is there something that maybe you've gotten just a little mixed up about?
Not that I know of. Bert, what are you doing here?
Oh, hi, Bernice.
Oh, y'all, this is Bert. You're the other half of Everett. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. You look just like you do on television.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Bernice, I got Ev outside. Now, I want to tell you I'm real sorry about all this. I would have told you sooner, but, you know, I thought everybody at the retirement villas knew.
Knew what?
Well, Ev's nuts.
Well, he seems perfectly normal to me.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, he's not completely nuts. He's just got a few big problem areas.
I don't get it.
Well, for example, he proposes to women. All women. Everywhere. All the time. I just can't seem to break him of it. He's outside, and he wants to say something to you. Ev, come on in here.
Bernice?
Yes?
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right, Ev. You couldn't help it. I mean, if you're nuts.
You're the first person that ever took me serious.
Well, you're the first person who's asked in a long, long time.
I like you. I like you are right smart.
Oh, this is so sweet.
Bernice, are you okay, honey?
Oh, sure. I'm just upset now because I can't show you off in your little costumes.
Hey, I have an idea. You know, since we have them on, we'll wear them out tonight.
We will?
Well, sure. You know, just to show there's no hard feelings, you know, we'll take everybody out to dinner, you know? I mean, and then we'll get to wear our little dresses and Bernice won't feel cheated.
Well, I think that's a great idea. Ev and I'll foot the bill for everything.
I'm not going.
Oh, yes, you are, Suzanne. If we have to go, so do you.
I don't feel like sitting up.
So you can lie down in the car.
I don't feel like walking.
Then we'll carry you. Get up from there, Suzanne.
Well, what kind of food do you ladies like?
We like out-of-town food. Incidentally, Ev, I'll forgive you this time, but if you do this to me again, I'll feed your family jewels to the squirrels.
Yes, she is. Mask is calling. Just a moment, please. Jackson Weeks in New York.
Hello? Yes, this is Julia Sugarbaker. Oh, well, I left you a message. Didn't your secretary give it to you? Oh, too bad she's gone home. Well, maybe she left it on your desk. Yes, that's it. Why don't I just wait while you read it? Yes, Mr. Weeks. I know that your time is valuable. And my time is very valuable, too. In fact, I have 6 hungry Southerners standing here waiting to take me to dinner. So why don't I just condense it and make it short and to the point? Mr. Weeks, eat dirt.